John Pollard, he's with No More Taxes of Lansing. John, how are you?
Okay, Tony, it's in the words of Yogi Berra, not the bear, deja vu all over again.
You know, we talked as soon as we found out that the city was going to put this message back on the ballot, this issue, if you will. What I find a little bit surprising, now, from what I understand, there are Lansing City Council members like Jessica Yorko who are knocking on doors. Some of the police and fire unions are getting involved. They're making phone calls and knocking on doors. But I'm still not seeing commercials. I'm not seeing as many signs as I thought. And I recall a conversation with Kyle Malin of the MERS newsletter, who also writes for the City Pulse, who thought the millage would have passed, especially with those who had ballots that were submitted before the election, the absentee ballots, but the word didn't get out, and he's wondering if the same thing's going to happen again.
I'm pretty sure. Well, needless to say, we're hopeful the same thing is going to happen again, Tony. Absolutely.
Are you a little bit more apprehensive this time around?
No, I think the other side probably is a little more apprehensive. Remember, we won the last time, had a 600-vote lead. Life is no better now than before, and I think people really do understand what's really happening here. I mean, most of what we're finding on all the fear tactics are based on assumptions from Verge and the administration in August on what's going to happen next July, even though they can't tell you what's happening right now. So why do we need this millage? According to them, it's a $12 to $15 million projected deficit, $3 million from the loss of property taxes, a $2.5 million increase in wages because we're going to end furlough days. Well, if you don't end furlough days, you can keep that $2.5 million. You don't need it from us. $5 to $6 million reduction because of an increase in fringe benefits. So those three items total $11.5 million. The millage generates $7.6 million. But now, the assumptions are incorrect because Lansing can get rid of the $2.5 million expense by by keeping furlough days. They just got a COPS grant for more than $2.4 million and have already rehired 11 police officers. Then when they tell me about fringe benefits, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, Governor Snyder signed a new law requiring local government and public school employees to pay 20% of their health care costs, not 5% or the going rate, and that starts January 1st. And LCC has now offered them $2.52 million. So you see, the reasons to justify the highest increase in Lansing history and overriding Headley either have diminished or no longer exist. And because City Council and the mayor can in May, the third Monday in May, during the budget process, can raise taxes up to 3.7292 mills with much more information as to how they're going to be or where they're going to be next July, it doesn't make sense for us to sit here override Headley when they've got the ability to raise whatever taxes they need next May. Nobody's getting laid off because this doesn't kick in until next July 1st after the city's had a chance to do their due diligence and pass whatever millage increase they think we need.
So why are they doing another millage then?
Because they're hell-bent on overriding Headley. There's not a lot of difference between 4 mills and 3.7292 mills, maybe about $400,000, $500,000. And once again, people aren't being told about $358,000 is going to be siphoned off and go to TIFA and the Brownfield.
So, as the election is just weeks away, what will be your efforts to try and get your message out?
Our efforts will still be knocking on doors, making phone calls, doing email trees, and basically just letting people know that even though this is the second bite at the apple, the third bite at the apple, which is closer to the day the apples fall from the tree, can and should happen in May, not us throwing away our constitutional rights for the next 5 years.
So you think that the city is going to take advantage of this and take the money?
Take the money and run. take the money and run for 5 years. And, of course, the first year is 4 mils, but after that it could be as high as 4.56 mils. So let's just wait and see where we really are on next year's budget, which starts July 1st, and let the city look at all their numbers and come up with much better projections. Because the projections they made from August when you and I first talked, when they found out they were putting it back, they don't even exist anymore. That has been covered. The millage only generated $7.6 million, and I've given you the OCC and not doing fringe, doing furlough days and everything else. We've surpassed that $7.6 million, and the real figure I can't get from anyone is if you're going from 5% paying on your insurance costs and now you're going 20%, well, in my head, that's a 300% increase, and you have wiped out that $5 or $6 million figure Verge has given us. But I don't know. You'd have to ask Jerry and Verge and the crew.
You know, John, when we had the mayor on last, he said, you know, this John Pollard, he's a well-meaning guy, but he's just kind of this fanatical guy. I'm the mayor. I know what's best for the city. Trust me.
Right.
How do you respond to that after having some time to chew on that?
Oh, I can only say that that's what he said in May. The people voted in favor of our side. They thought that what I was saying made sense and was true. So I think the people so far, based on the results, the people trusted me because I've got no ulterior motives. I don't end up with money or out of this or anything like that to go ahead like the mayor does. So I think the people know me and have known me for 10 years when I fought the school district millage, 7.1 mils 10 years ago, and they know I do my homework and I'm looking out for their best interests, and the city does have alternatives rather than the largest tax increase, which won't guarantee more police and fire won't be cut or laid off, and it doesn't guarantee we'll be any safer. So vote no on November 8th.
John, why don't you run for Lansing City Council?
I did in 2005, but it was for several reasons: to stop the unconstitutional sign law, to stop Bob Johnson from getting elected, to help a friend of mine, Beverly Marsh, who was going to run, and she had had a heart attack 2 years before, and to resurrect the Southside Community Center. All of those things happened, even though I'm the loser. But you see, there's more important things in life than winning an election or sitting up there on city council. So we the people have the power. I'm at the top of the food chain with all the people. We just need to exercise our power and rights and watch over our money and the people we elect.
Is there a divide with city council? It appears there's one that can keep the city from doing business and maybe things that could help the city, especially when it comes to generating revenue.
Well, I think they just need to do their due diligence and homework, man. This city spends probably $30, $40 million a year on goods and services, and the city council cannot tell you where $1 of it went. Whoa, even though their auditor last year said he's seeing triple and quadruple entries, meaning that a company, instead of, you know, their laws, if it's $15,000, let's say, if it's over that, you got to bid it out. Well, what the auditor is trying to tell you is that some people must be getting checks for $10,000, and these individual checks are far superior to what should be done because you've got to issue them out for bid. So we need to look over what we're doing. Remember the last time you and I were talking, and they needed money, the fire department overspent $550,000 in overtime, in unbudgeted overtime. That probably could have saved all the firefighters' jobs. Why aren't people watching over our money when you're going broke and you allow a department to go over $500,000 over budget on overtime, and then you want us to pay for it? I don't think so.
Do I recall that you said we could probably stand to lose some police and fire due to the budget cuts, and now we look and we've got issues with sexual assaults and we've got issues with other crime in the area. Don't you think some more cops on the streets might help that?
You know what? You could put 3,000 more cops on the street and we're never going to stop crime, okay? They would have to be right in that place at the moment. You know, if you plan on robbing a store and you walk in and you see a cop, that probably will stop you. But if you don't see one, you'll go in and rob, and then the cops will, of course, catch you. So I'm not as worried as a lot of people are. Response times haven't gone down. If you could talk to Carol Wood. The number of police on the road today is exactly the same as it was before they laid off the policemen. And I told you once before, Ann Arbor has 1,000 fewer people, operates on a $14 million fire department budget with 85 people, and we're at $30 million with 225 people. Ann Arbor has not burned to the ground. the people in Ann Arbor do just as well, probably better, than the people in Lansing. So it's the way we operate here. And, I mean, you watch those fire trucks. They're all over at Kroger. Fire trucks running 14,000 times a year on medical runs. Got nothing to do with fire. Should be using an ambulance and saving a lot of money.
All right, John Pollard with No More Taxes, Lansing. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Just vote no, people. Go to the polls and vote.